This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go blitz it like we always do at this time. High noon. We'll spin around the Beltway with what's going on with sports. I'd like to start with the Washington Redskins, please, Tommy. Our pal J.P. Finley covers the Redskins, so it's good he's coming on to talk about the Redskins. Jake Peavy, sinker slider pitcher Finley, give me what you think ultimately the Redskins will do at 2. I get the sense that there's going to be some trade offers coming up. Do they play it safe and take Chase Young, or do they get aggressive and try to add more picks?
I don't know, Danny. I really don't. I think it's too early in the process to have a real idea. I mean, the draft boards aren't set across the league. We haven't even gotten to the combine yet. I think a lot of this will hinge on Tua Tagovailoa. I can't even say the name. Tagovailoa. And I legitimately can't say it.
Just
I apologize.
I can just go but, Tua. That's what I do.
Yeah, Tua works for me. A lot of it's going to depend on Tua's hip. And I have a feeling, if you listen to Lee Steinberg, who has been doing this a very long time and has had a number of quarterbacks drafted very high, I think Tua is going to be completely healthy when he does his workout in early April. And I think there's going to be a mountain of interest in Tua. And I've had so many simple people reply to me on Twitter about a trade. Miami doesn't have to do anything. They can just wait for him at 5 because all the teams in front of him already have quarterbacks. And there's two giant holes in that. One is that Matt Stafford's guaranteed no money in 2020 and had a broken back issue last year. But two, that assumes no other quarterback needy team will trade up. So if Miami's open that they want a quarterback and they're open that they have the trade ammunition to move up if they need to, if they want to guarantee either Joe Burrow or Tua, you got to get into the top two picks. I don't know that that'll happen, but I do think there'll be some sense at Redskins Park that their biggest need might be in the secondary at corner, especially you got to figure they're moving on from Josh Norman. It's going to be a million moving parts.
The fact that Kyle Smith is still around, JP, saves them a ton of time in terms of this process. Obviously, you know, those of us that have watched his work, we think he's done a solid job here. How much do you think that helps the new staff coming in, working with him with the advanced work that he's already obviously done in this process?
I think it helps a lot that they don't have to kind of reboot anything. The scouts are still scouting and sending their reports in. When they have their, you know, when everybody comes to Ashburn and they have their meetings where they're starting to set their draft board now, it's not that different except for the biggest voice in the room is gone and Eric Schaefer's gone too. So those are two pretty big differences. But I'm excited to see Kyle getting to be Kyle. And that's not to say that Rivera's not going to have a tremendous amount of impact, but I don't think, you know, maybe what we saw in the last few years would have been completely Kyle's decisions. There's a lot of talk about if they wanted Dwayne at 15 or if they thought they could get somebody else there and then get Dwayne later. None of that matters now. Going forward, it's going to be Kyle's operation, and I think he can do a really good job. We'll see what happens.
Jason Peters-Finley, quickly, will Trent Williams be traded or be back with the Redskins?
I think he'll be traded, but that's a total guess right now.
Thank you, buddy. Always appreciate it. There he goes. Let's talk to Chris Miles, please, Tommy. Chris Miles covers the Washington Wizards, NBC Sports Washington. You see him on NBA television. He is the best. We love having him on to talk Wizards. Chris, is it just me? Or is the back of the Eastern Conference bad enough that it's not crazy to talk about the Wizards making the postseason as they get healthier?
No, what's even crazier about it is you look at a team and you go, man, I mean, they are, what, 14 games under 500? I mean, you go, all right, that's a lottery team. But then you look at the Eastern Conference and you go, hold on, they just really need to have a good week and win through. They're 3.5 games out right now, and they've lost some games against teams that they straight up should have beaten. And I think that's when you heard Bradley Beal's frustration when they went on that 3-game losing streak. They lost that game against the Bulls. He's like, look, as bad as our record is right now, we should be playing for that 8th and final playoff spot. And the Nets, they currently occupy that position. And Kyrie Irving, you never know what's happening with him and his health. And I think that's what Bradley Beal is eyeing, a little respect in trying to make postseason.
Chris, Bradley Beal's definitely gotten it from the players, though. Number 2 among the Eastern Conference guards in the voting by the players. What does that say? The fact that obviously his peers are recognizing the quality of season that he's had here in Washington.
Well, there's a reason there's all those trade rumors with Bradley Beal. Like you said, second, as voted as an all-star starter from his peers. Now, he didn't get the same love from the coaches, from the media, and certainly not from the fans. But when guys play against Bradley Beal, they know how good he is. Look, I had a conversation the other day with some guys, and they said Bradley Beal's a top-5 shooter in this league, despite what you see from his stats right now, because he has to do so much in carrying the offense. So amongst players, clearly he has that respect.
Rui Hachimura, hoping he comes back. It sounds like that groin injury was way worse than you might have initially thought, but he's working his way back. Ultimately, Chris, what is he going to be in this league? And my reservation with taking him where they took him, I think he's a high-floor player, right? But to me, he's a 4. And maybe not really going to guard wings. You don't really want him guarding 5s or having to go up against those guys. And I think that may kind of limit him. What's your take on my take? And then in general, your thoughts on Rui?
Well, the night of the draft, I think it's the most, when they took Rui at 9, I think it's the most critical I've ever been of the Wizards as an organization, in the sense that his teammate was sitting there, Brandon Clark. And I thought that what the Wizards needed was a guy that's exceptional on defense, hyper-athletic, so that when John Wall does come back, once you gave John Wall that extension, you're still building around him and Beal. So that's the mindset I had. And I look at Rui as a guy that can get up and down the court, can score, but his deficiencies are on the defensive end. He doesn't have that same amount of athleticism. So I thought, Brandon Clark was kind of the guy I really thought was the perfect fit. You see what he's doing in Memphis, man. He was 9-for-11 from the field when he played against the Wizards and dunked on Jan Mahimi and kind of asserted himself like, oh, yeah, you guys made a mistake passing on me. But I think Rui will be a very good player moving forward. I just look at him as being an offensive guy, and that's not really an issue that this team has.
Chris, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yep.
Chris, thank you, buddy. There he goes. Chris Miles, always love his insight on the Wizards. Speaking of insight, the NFLPA just put out the stats. These are the numbers. The top 50 selling jerseys in the NFL. We'll go through some of those. We'll let you know how many Redskins are on that list. Here's a hint. It's not a very big number. Next, fan. I got a bit of a quirky topic I want to throw around at 12:45 p.m. This could be one of those things where I ask Dar to not put the podcast up and we want to forget its existence, or it could be fun. I think there's no in-between for this one, Tommy. This is a risk one. This is a high-wire act with no net. This is like that movie where that French guy walked across the Twin Towers. Back in the day, it's called Bird on a Wire. And he's like, the challenge of being upset on the wind is very hard, but I'm sent out. I believe in myself. It's entertaining. He does it, by the way.
Well, we all believe in ourselves, but other people don't believe in us is the problem.
Yeah, by the way, I just saved you some time. I spoiled it. You know the guy did it, and that's why they made the movie, right? You're making a documentary about a guy walking across the Twin Towers back in the day. They don't make a documentary about the dead dude and interview him.
Well, I was going to say, that's the problem, Danny. How do you end the documentary if the person ends their life in pursuit of the goal?
Yeah, and then he didn't make it.
Just interview family and friends. Well, he died doing what he loved to do. He walking died between buildings on a tightrope.
That's what he loved to do. He basically got arrested all the time. It's an interesting flick, though, because the guy starts in his backyard where there's a tightrope. It's a foot and a half off the ground. Even that's scary. Speaking of scary, if you're the Washington Redskins, okay? Now, players should not worry about this sort of thing. Players have plenty to do. They've got to play football. They've got to learn new coaches, new scheme, new everything, okay? But from the business perspective, the Redskins are in trouble. Now, the overall value of this franchise is going to continue to go up, no matter the ineptitude at the top. No matter how bad Dan Snyder is, no matter how bad Bruce Allen was, they're going to keep on increasing in value just because this marketplace, this league, everything about them. Lose all you want, you're still going to be worth more in 5 years than you were 5 years ago. Okay? That's just the nature of this thing. But in terms of cash, in terms of money in the coffers to do things as trivial as make payroll, to do things as important as renovating Ashburn, to improving the facilities from worst in the league to okay.
Taking care of the grass at FedEx Field.
There's a million things like that. The NFLPA just released their top jersey sales for the 2019-2020 season, okay? There's not a single Redskin on that list. Not anywhere in the top 50. Now, that shouldn't surprise anybody that's a fan of the Redskins, okay? We kind of know who everybody is, and their stars are guys like Trent Williams, Ryan Kerrigan. With all due respect to those guys, you know, great players and really good players, maybe respectively, neither one is on the cover of Madden. Neither one is the guy that when his team's eliminated from the postseason, is the one they ship up to Bristol to give analysis about what's going on in the rest of the games, right? No, there's no superhero there. There's no grinning stud like Deshaun Watson, who they can't wait to get on set because he's just charismatic and a star. There's no Russell Wilson. Who's the Redskins star going to be? Who's the Redskins star? Because they thought, I really believe this, by the way, I think they really thought that Dwayne Haskins would be that guy. I think they thought, this is me thinking what they think now, Pete. I think they thought that once they drafted Dwayne Haskins, they were like, let's sit back and watch all the attention and adulation and money and excitement roll in. And there's a million reasons why it didn't happen. But I think they overestimated what he would do to this marketplace. I remember screaming at Redskins fans early on this season and in training camp and in the preseason. We drafted a quarterback in the first round, and nobody seems to care. If it's me, and it is me talking, I want an update about every second of his day. What did he have for breakfast? What did he do during practice, after practice? Did he go 3 for 7 in this drill? Did he go 9 for 9 in this next drill? What coach did he talk to? What's his demeanor like? It's a first-round quarterback, and nobody cared. Who are people going to care about? Who are the stars on the Washington Redskins? Again, for a player perspective, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I want the Redskins to trade back and acquire more pieces. Chase Young might be a star. He might be the guy that people buy their jersey of. And maybe the front office should consider stuff like that. And I hate building a team that way. But who on the Redskins is a star, Pete?
10% of an NFL team's revenue comes from merchandising and merchandising sales, jerseys, cups, you know, whatever you want to buy that has your team's favorite logo on it. And in this case, you know, look, by nature of the position, the quarterback should be the number one jersey seller in most cases, but you know, Dwayne Haskins has only been on the scene for a few minutes. I mean, he hasn't really made you excited enough to run out and get your number 7, replace your Joe Theismann with a Dwayne Haskins jersey as of yet, because if you go to a game, I'm sure there's still more Theismann number 7s in the crowd than a Haskins number 7, but he's the guy in the best position to do that. But, you know, right now, this is not a franchise, Danny, that resonates, and I'm not even sure that they resonated as a, quote, national franchise, even when they were winning Super Bowls. They were regional gold. They were great within our region. Obviously, in our city, they were number one. But they've never struck me as a team that back when they were winning, nobody in California is running out to get the John Riggins jersey or the Joe Theismann jersey, you know, something of that nature. So nobody ran out to get the Art Monk jersey in Butte, Montana, like you might of some of the superstars around the league.
That's a good point. The way they were constructed, too, for here it's romanticized, and rightfully so, by the way, it was the offensive line. With all due respect to Jake and Bostic and company, if I live in Seattle, if I live in San Francisco or Kansas City, I'm not going, oh, I got to make sure I get the best left, you know, the best right guard's jersey. Mark May is great, but that's not pushing jersey sales. I'm buying the quarterback. And their quarterback, much ballyhooed, was always somebody else. That's what made Joe Gibbs so special. So I think it's a good point. I mean, regionally, the Redskins dominated before there was a Carolina Panthers. I got a buddy from South Carolina that I did stand-up with for years. He's a Redskins fan because Carolina didn't exist. And that was true, right? For basically here to Atlanta, the Redskins owned that territory, and that's shrunk and shrunk over the years.
And how did, Danny, what's the one thing you have to do to make sure that your name is splattered across SportsCenter, you're on NFL Live every day on ESPN, they're talking about you from 4:30 to 5 o'clock every day? How do you do that? You have to win. You have to win, and you have to win consistently, and you have to have terrific performance.
Or you can be the Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
Because some people get, seriously, I'm not doing bits. Some teams get special treatment no matter what. The Cowboys, now this year they were okay, but in recent years they've been good. They've had 13-win seasons. They've been playoff teams that should have gone further than they did. But 8-8 seasons, Ed Werder still camped out there,
sure,
waiting for Jerry Jones to fart. You know what
because
I mean?
Because of the nature of the franchise.
Yeah.
But you have to, if you have to win consistently where people are talking about you consistently, mm-hmm, on the national networks, so you're a household name. Now, again, the quarterback, right or wrong, is the guy that has the first opportunity to drive that vehicle. And obviously that remains to be seen here with Dwayne Haskins, but he's probably the only guy on the roster that has a legitimate chance at some point over the next couple of years to break into the top 50.
Has a chance to ascend, I would say. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was 16th.
Chicago market.
Ole Mitch. Garoppolo, 15. I mean, names that you would expect. You mentioned quarterbacks. The list is populated with those guys. It's Drew Brees. It's Carson Wentz. Surprised me a little bit, by the way, as much venom as he gets in Philadelphia. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield, high-selling jersey because those commercials, I'm still not sure what they're for where he's in the stadium. Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. Yep, all expected, right? We kind of know what
Who's
we know.
Who's number
one? Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes number one, Brady two. Zeke Elliott, number three. But then you get kind of the, if it's not a quarterback, you get the star, right? Zeke, Khalil Mack, Juju Smith-Schuster, as charismatic and interesting as anybody in the sport. Saquon
Plus
Barkley,
the Steelers jersey's a good-looking jersey, both home and away.
Sure.
I think that has a little bit to do with it, too. People want a good-looking jersey. If you have a jersey that looks good in both the home and away category, you're likely to sell a little bit more as well.
So here's the dude's question for you guys out there in Radio Land. 800-636-1067. Pete and me will kick this around. We'll get opinions from Dar and Thommy as well. Is there anybody on the Redskins who could ascend into this group? Is there anybody that's here now or that you think will be here that will be in this group? They need star power. They need attention. They need people to buy in and give a damn. And it hasn't happened in years, and it's been trending in the other direction. This is, by the way, is a selfish thing, too, for us. We need people to give a damn about the Redskins. The best thing for us is them to be really good. We would like them to be really good. It's way more fun to talk about them being good. It's fun to talk about exciting things 5 days a week and still about angry things one day a week before people check the bleep out. That's what I want. I want players on this list because they're winning double-digit games every
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. That's a good sign.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who on the roster now or who on the roster in the near future could be in this top 50 list? It's Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny Ruye is right here talking to you about my friends at Tedbert Ford. Tedbert Ford is great at what they do. They've been doing this for 60 years. And what is it? What is this? It is offer tremendous deals on vehicles from Ford, give you great customer experience, and give you excellent value on your trade-in. The entire experience from start to finish is outstanding. I should know I've done it three different times. I'm a three-time Tedbert customer, soon to be a fourth. My lease on my Fusion is up in a few months, Tommy. Head right back to Tedbert Ford. These guys are the best. Here's what you'll get. 120% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. That's every day. You get Tedbert for life. That's every day. Confidence for life. Powertrain, service loaners, battery replacement, Virginia State inspection, all for life. Right? You get all that. Then they're going to take a bunch of money off the price of a car for no good reason. They're just doing it to be nice, I think. $15,000 off the MSRP on a Ford F-150. How about $9,000 off a 2020 Ford Explorer? How about $9,000 off a Mustang, off the MSRP of a Mustang, plus all those cars, trucks I mentioned, and pretty much everything on the lot? No payments for 60 days. You got to go see my guys at Tedbert Ford. They're wonderful what they do. Fairfax, Chantilly, look away at Tedbert.com. Just tell them to listen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
I'm just trying to give fair warning. that I got this idea for 1245 that could either just crash and burn and bomb, or it could be an interesting discussion. I'm hoping it's the latter. But either way, I'm guessing you might want to hear what it is. Right? That's, we're trying to do like a radio tease sort of thing. And it's my idea. I put it on this rundown right here. I wrote it down. And I want to see what people think about it. And it could just be so awful. Right now, though. Welcome back. Great Nanny here on the Fan.
By the way, what are you eating for lunch? I can smell it over here.
Is it bad?
Super salad.
Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's not terrible.
So it's not going to make any sense. It's a bunch of vegetables and some Hillshire Farm sausage, like one of those big kielbasa style things, but chopped up into pieces. So there's way too many veggies for good taste. And I thank you, Tommy. And I sprinkled lots of cheese on it and Texas Pete hot sauce for flavoring. So what are you smelling? What's coming your way?
I'm smelling like the mixture of the hot sauce and whatever.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm smelling.
So I apologize. I don't like to throw my lunch in people's
face. No need
to apologize.
I was just saying, you know, it's lunchtime. People probably wonder what are Danny's habits right now.
Limited space.
And Hillshire Farms, quality. You chose quality, my friend.
Those sausages they make are awesome. You know what I'm talking about? The horseshoe ones? The Andrew Luck helmet ones?
There are very few things Hillshire Farms that are not quality.
So I've been trying so hard, man, to be good. And every day, you just fight it. That temptation. Like yesterday, there were just donuts. People just like, look at this donut. Pete brought in donuts this morning.
I was going to say, I'm holding my Dunkin' bag in my hand.
It ain't easy. That's how all it takes is I'm hungry on a weekend. I'm like, you know what's close is Jetty's. I should probably go get a giant sandwich and a cookie and two bags of chips and then eat whatever my son doesn't eat when I get the kids' meal for him. 800-636-1067 is the number. So the topic of the moment here is the NFLPA came out with their top 50 selling jerseys. It's basically their sort of fiscal year, right? March 1st through the end of the 2019 season. Not a single Redskins in the top 50. That doesn't stun me, to be honest with you, but it's still jarring when you see it, right? When you get down into the 30s and 40s, it's Gardner Minshew at 42. It's Devontae Adams. It's TJ Watt. Now, these are all good players. I'm not criticizing the play. But Nick Foles, two Jacksonville Jaguars are in the top 50.
Gardner Minshew, a lot of probably carryover from his college football season and college football fan base helping him along the way.
Philip Lindsay.
Yeah. Denver Bronco, Colorado Buffalo.
Nobody's saying these are bad players. I'm just saying, but when you start thinking about star power, good Lord. Well, and then, I mean, it's fan interest.
You know, hopefully, you know, maybe our Pro Bowler, Tress Way, could help break into that top 50 category. He's our Pro Bowl.
Dude, he's been mic'd up, and he is hysterical.
He is the best.
So that kind of actually ties into the 1245 topic, believe it or not. 800-636-1067. How's that for a tease, Dar? Dar looked over. That's the first time Dar's looked at me in 2 hours. He went, gave a talent.
It was Scooby-Doo like, who?
Who could be a guy either on this team now or that will be on the team? You know where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Who could be on this top 50 list? Alex and Bowie first up. Who could be a star for the Redskins?
Hey, guys. I do want to say I got a buddy that does have a Tress Way jersey, so they are out there.
They make them.
It's good purchase.
But, yeah, it's a safe one. I think it could be Terry McLaurin. I don't see any reason he can't, you know, become a Pro Bowl-caliber receiver. We already saw it. You know, back in the day, I saw plenty of 89 Santana Moss jerseys around. So if he starts catching some touchdowns, breaking some long ones, I think it's Terry.
That's my first name that I thought of, Pete, just in terms of who's the best player going to be that people will be excited about. I don't know if this is going to sound like a criticism. It's not, because I love Terry McLaurin. I was wrong about him, by the way. Could not have been more wrong. I will own that forever. Is he diva enough? Is he me enough to get some of that treatment and attention?
Not from that standpoint, but he's good enough to produce at the level that may eventually start selling some jerseys if he and his former teammate can continue to prosper together.
Andrew and Stafford, who could be on this list?
Hey, guys. Actually, Pete, you just kind of took one of the points I wanted to make. On defense, maybe one day Chase Young will get there. But there's nobody. I mean, who would you pick from this team that would be in the top 50?
Well,
there are good players,
Andrew, right? But nobody I love Jonathan Allen's a good player. Deron Payne's a good player. Ionitis is a good player.
Right.
Nobody's saying they're not.
But on Aaron Donald.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. It's not, this doesn't, this is always a weird line that you're trying to walk here, because this is a popularity contest. Well, the evidence here, it says the Redskins aren't that popular.
Would love to know how many defensive guys, speaking of what he was just talking about, I wonder how many defensive guys overall are in that top 50.
Obviously, it's a great point. Not a ton.
The J.J. Watts of the world, that those are, you know, those guys are automatic. But like a Richard Sherman, you know, out in San Francisco, has some diva-ish quality
so
where people recognize him.
Von Miller, Leighton Vander Esch got a lot of run this year.
Cowboys.
Turned himself into a Pro Bowler. But Khalil
Mack. If he's
Mack,
playing for anybody but the Cowboys, he's not in the top 50, by the way.
No. Jamal Adams, there's five. Just sort of quick look, it's like five or six guys that are defensive players.
That's
most
it.
So on offense.
That's
so
all.
It's another good point. Kyle in Annapolis, who could be on this list?
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I think on offense, the only two guys I can really think of would be definitely Terry, for sure. He's got some Pro Bowl qualities in him going forward, and we had a horrific situation at quarterback. But I think the farther it goes along, I think Dwayne has a chance. You know, if he balls out, he's going to sell jerseys. Like you said, I mean, Nick Foles and Gardner Minshew are on that.
Right.
So if he can have a decent season, then he could be on there. But defensively right now, only guy I can see to elevate to top 50 status is maybe Landon Collins. Everybody else, good players, but they're not really a name.
Kyle, thank you, buddy. Collins, I think, will have a tough time because I think you've got to have such a good surrounding supporting cast that then it lets him do what he does well. Which is kind of freelance, come downhill.
You got to play a position that's got major impact. You know, I think you have a better chance with Allen or Ioannidis or somebody like that right now, even a Ryan Kerrigan. More so than a Collins.
Well, that one year that Collins was a star that had all the turnovers that he forced with the fumbles and the interceptions, pass breakups, plus 100 tackles, that Giants defense was really good, and it kind of let him be a poor man's Troy Polamalu, kind of run around. You can't do that with this group, especially with what they got on the back end, right?
Mm-mm.
Kevin Arlington, give me a thought on this.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
I actually have one on offense and defense.
Go.
On offense, this is all going to be contingent upon health, but guys, if he's healthy, you've seen the explosive talent he has. It's a big if. On the other side of the ball, I really think with this coaching staff, whether we draft Chase Young or not, I think we're going to see what Montez Sweat could be. I really feel like as a pass rusher, sort of a freakazoid kind of pass rusher, you know, he could become potentially a Jadeveon Clowney or someone like that.
That's a good one, Kevin.
I think it's quite possible.
Thank you, buddy.
If he is a freakazoid, hopefully we can wind him up and maybe he can rush the passer and get some sacks next season. But you know what? I mean, we just need to see more. Though he plays an impact position.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think
You can notice every
play. I think the rookie coming in will actually overshadow him and probably sell more jerseys coming up. By the way, Have you noticed the trend? For a few years, we went with Alabama players. Now we're starting to migrate toward Ohio State players.
I got no problem with it.
I see what you're doing here, Kyle Smith.
Give me some major college studs. I got no issue with that.
What are you doing here, Redskins?
So for Sweat, it reminds me, everybody's played with a guy like this in any sport where you just go, you know you're a freak, right? You know you're bigger, stronger, and faster than everybody. Why aren't you using it? You know, and I got the sense it took him a couple years through his college career to get to that point. And I'm hoping the same thing happens here in Washington, where nobody can stop that guy. Or it seems like maybe they can because he doesn't know how to use all his strength.
How about this simple thing? If we ask you to rush the passer more, you may then have more opportunities to get more sacks and impact the game. How many times do we look up and we see the guy dropping back in pass coverage or something? Look, that dude is a cyborg. Send him to get the quarterback. He needs – I mean, I don't know what the analytical numbers are. I'd have to look at Pro Football Focus to – get a good breakdown mm-hmm. of coverage as opposed to how many actual rush opportunities he had. But that number's got to go up in terms of the actual rush opportunities for Montez Sweat this coming season. So he can at least you can find out whether he can impact the game in that form, because that's why you draft him. You draft him to have an impact rushing the quarterback.
You draft him just to disrupt.
Yes.
And he didn't do that very much. Now, this reminds me of the discussion we used to have with Brian Arakpo all the time. Not with him, because he got mad at me that one time when I asked him, "You've had a great career so far. What can you improve on?" And he was like, "What do you think I should improve on?" And I was like, "Being nicer in interviews to people that are trying to throw you a softball question." Anyway, but it reminds me of that where Arakpo always used to tell anybody that would listen, the reason I don't have more sacks except against Oakland when I get to have more sacks against Oakland and do against the NFC East was because he always had to drop back in coverage, all these other kind of things. The numbers didn't really bear that out. So we notice it when Sweat does it, but I feel like we also don't notice the times that he rushes and just ends up right in the belly of
the left
tackle.
His biggest thing, he needs to be coached better because he was a dude that's basically been a one-trick pony. In college, he was just simply faster than most tackles who had terrible footwork, and he would run by them or run through them. At the NFL level, you're not running through Tyron Smith or running around him because he's got that big left leg. He's going to step back with that first step backwards and cut your speed rush off on the outside. So there needs to be better coaching, in my mind, so Sweat can have a better toolkit when he comes to pass rush next year, because as a one-move guy, for the most part, good tackles had that guy figured out last season.
He ended with 7 sacks, though.
It's not a good number.
Right? Especially because that last game against Dallas, he had 2 and maybe could have even had more.
Sneaky good number.
1 o'clock hour. I got a really good story from our buddy Nathan Fenno, who writes for the LA Times. Somebody from the NCAA, they had a power meeting of a bunch of universities, institutions, athletic directors, big swingers in the NCAA, left their secret memo on a chair or something. Nathan Fenno got a hold of it and wrote a great article about what college sports and people that behind college sports think about the media.
It was on yesterday's Awful Announcing if you want to click link to go find it.
It is fascinating. We'll do that at 1. 5 minutes away here from something that I want to do that might turn out terribly. Find out what it is. The NCAA and how they feel about the media. Adversarial is the word I would use. Adversarial, today's word. As a quick side, I miss Pee-wee's Playhouse and the secret word. You're like, ah! Like if someone would say, sit. and they'd sit and then he would yell. And Cherry. And the genie. Mecca like a high, Mecca honey ho. I go all day. Anyway, here's what I got that I wanted to talk about right now. This could just go so poorly. I want you guys to be thinking about it. So whenever Brendan gets back from whatever he's doing, he can think about it too. And you can fill him in, Thommy. Thommy, Pete, me. I cannot tell you all the details yet, okay? Because it hasn't fully formed. But I am working on a charity show to benefit a really, really awesome local charity. You guys will be able to do the math. It's run by a guy that we know and we really like. Okay.
Currently unemployed?
No, he's got a job.
Okay.
He's got a very good job, in fact. He's really good at what he does, and he's an awesome dude. We're putting this thing together. The basic gist of the show, your boy, that's me, is going to host it and do sort of like MC duties, do a little stand-up at the beginning, etc. And then a few players from that team are going to attempt to do some stand-up. That's the draw. The draw ain't me. I'm not the draw. I know who I am. I know who I'm not. I'm not a draw. Okay? I get it. Just me. They are going to do some stand-up in the hopes that people will come, support the charity. You're willing to embarrass yourself for the charity. That's really, really good, etc. So my question for you guys is it can be D.C. I'd like to keep it focused on D.C. But if you want to go national, we can go national. Give me some athletes. Blake Griffin does it, and he's hilarious, by the way. He's a super talented guy. I'm sure, by the way, he should stop playing basketball and do stand-up. The one is incredibly lucrative. The other is stand-up. But give me an athlete that you'd like to see do 5 minutes on stage. That's my little teeny tiny topic. Because if we get a couple good suggestions, we're going to ask these guys. Maybe they could do it. The people want you to do it. So I'll put you guys on the spot. Think about it for a few seconds. DC athletes, we can start there and we can work out beyond. We don't have a ton of time to take calls on it, so tweet me at FunnyDanny and at Pete Medhurst. Give me some athletes. Give me some people in the DC area. Thank you, Tommy. That you'd want to see do a 5-minute set, or maybe longer. Maybe it's a headlining set. Maybe it's story time. I don't even know what it is. We want to, if we get some good suggestions, we'll try to put them on this charity show that I can't talk about yet. We're working on it. We're close to hammering out the details, and it's going to be a lot of fun if it all comes together. It involves a great comedy venue, and it'll be a lot of fun for a wonderful charity. Give me some guys you think might be okay. Pete, do you want to go first?
Max Scherzer.
Scherzer?
I believe Max Scherzer would say some funny things and come up with some funny stuff.
He's so competitive and serious and focused that I think if you were like, you have to be funny, he'd be competitive and serious at that too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
There's nothing that guy... How do I phrase it the right way? There's nothing that he could do on this planet that he wouldn't try to be the best at.
You know who I think also, believe it or not, be funny at this? Not likely to get an invite, though, from you. Josh Norman.
I bet you Norman would be hilarious.
He would be great.
I bet you Norman would be hilarious. And there might be some logistical issues about what team he's playing for at that point that might preclude it, but we'll see. My answer, and I totally wouldn't expect people to agree with this. I'm telling you, one of the funniest dudes I've ever met in my life, Ryan Zimmerman, would be hilarious. It wouldn't be my style of stand-up, which is just jumping around like an idiot and sweating a lot and looking for attention. He is dry. He is witty. He is clever. He's got that Ricky Gervais kind of style, without being British, where Gervais will sort of say a line, throw it away, and wait. Knowing that the little thing he just threw out there, that little crumb, you're going to eventually figure out how funny it is. He's got that sort of dry wit sense of humor.
Only because I've seen him in social settings like this where, like on buses and in clubhouses and stuff like that. Kurt Suzuki would be very
hilarious.
Funny.
Yep.
Kurt Suzuki would be great.
So he's such a personal guy. He'd have that style where he's so likable on stage, you just want to listen to him chatter about anything. Give me some names, Dar and Tommy. Give me some names. And tweet me at Funny Danny, guys that you think would be good on stage for a few minutes. DC Athletes preferred.
I think the producer room is going to go to the Redskins special team room. I'm going to go with Tressway.
Oh. That's
a knockout.
Huh.
He just dropped one inside the 20.
Huh.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the guy that snaps the ball to Tressway.
Oh, is Sundberg. That right? That
Nick
is
Sundberg.
Interesting.
But I have a second. Because okay. I think that they would be like a comedy troupe. Like, if they went up as a special teams unit together, I think that would be great.
Uh-huh.
If you could go out and you could just set a price to bring a guy in, I think Tom Wilson would be to play.
Tom Wilson. I had not thought
great
of Tom Wilson.
Great personality. I don't know if he's done stand-up, but he's funny on the air.
Yeah.
He's funny in situations. Seems to be just has his things together. I'd go Tom Wilson.
First of all, great suggestion, but you had not even thought of that. Second of all, Tom Wilson has the handsome pass. Some people are so handsome, it doesn't matter what they say. No one's going to be mad at what Tom Wilson says.
He also has a tough pass, too.
He's got a tough pass. So, for example, if Chris Hemsworth went and did stand-up and he was like, here's the phone book, I, B, and like just read people like that, his set was avant-garde. It was brilliant. He was so funny because he's so handsome, right? Tom Wilson has that. Tom Wilson is a dreamboat. He'd be pretty good.
He's got the best abs of any pro athlete I've ever seen.
He's your ab one seed?
He's my ab one seed.
I need
to come up with
an ab.
He's number one locally in abs. Number one overall. All right, undisputable Cristiano Ronaldo. Sexiest human being on planet Earth.
Okay. Some good suggestions coming in. Adam Eaton is a great suggestion.
Adam Eaton would be very good.
Adam Eaton. There will be, unfortunately, maybe availability questions for when this show comes in that might preclude
the
certain
Nationals
people
from
certain teams. I've said too much. I shouldn't have said that, what I just said. Darius Geis. Is a good one.
Brian Dozier?
The sickest would be great.
If they somehow re-sign Dozier, that would be a 10. He's got a, if you guys don't know the name, look up Nate Bargatze, one of the funniest dudes out there working. He and Brian Dozier sound exactly the same. And Nate Bargatze has this like incredibly easy Tennessee sort of affect.
Just enough of that country draw.
Oh, it's perfect. He just lulls you
in.
He's got a joke where he's like, I come home late at night and my wife's already asleep and I made some cereal. I sat down, started playing Madden. I made a noise when I closed the bathroom door. I was out there for an hour. She goes, honey, is that you? You better hope it's me. Otherwise, I'm the most comfortable burglar of all time. But just little stuff like that, it's brilliant. That guy's so funny. Some people are suggesting Kuzi and Verana. There's a translation issue there. You know, like, Verana is hilarious. I don't know about Kuzi. I don't know if he's funny or not. He kind of inadvertently funny.
If you could get Wilson, I would bring those two and sit them at the front table and let them be the laughers of the group.
The
get everybody
track.
Going.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put them on stage.
Though. I need Vrana with 17 adult sodas right in front of them lined up. I think that would be perfect. I just want to see Yakub Vrana overserved, showing people his tattoo with a short sleeve shirt on and pulling up the sleeve of a short sleeve tattoo. That's my favorite. So keep tweeting me suggestions. I hopefully will have a really cool announcement in the not-too-distant future about a really fun project. But these were very helpful. I liked a lot of these suggestions, and a lot of these may already be in play. So I don't think that failed. That was fun, right?
Ish Smith.
Is Ish Smith funny? I have no
good
file.
Talker. I think Ish Smith would be worth investigating.
I'll ask about that. Okay, see if he has Ish Smith. His jump shot certainly is funky looking, but it goes in.
Goes in the basket right now.
That gets buckets.
Call Chris get Chris Miller on the line. He could tell you probably every one of those guys that's funny down the hallway during the course of a.
By the way, that is something we're going to do in advance of this thing. If it comes to fruition, we're going to employ all our resources and
absolutely
see what we can come up with. Very interesting. I appreciate the feedback. The feedback? I'm sure that's the thing. Thanks for giving me my feedback,
that's,
y'all.
That's a D, Danny, not an L.
Fieldback is a hybrid position played in that? The triple option. Fieldback.
What is that? All right, David, John David, y'all go play fieldback for me now. I mean, you got to come downhill on a man. All right, you got to thump that linebacker for me, son. You want to win state? You're going to hit that linebacker.
Get your head
fieldback
in front, though. You can't hit him from behind. Get your head in front.
Y'all get in front. All right, here's the idea. Look in the eyes and the heart of the man next to you. Believe in his soul. You understand me? We're going to be perfect out here today. We're going to win this state tournament. We're going to win it. All right, I got to have this conversation. Let's go back in a serious tone. By the way, that didn't bomb. I think that was fine. If you're upset about it, I'm sorry. We're doing something else now. The NCAA doesn't like us. I'll tell you more about that 5 minutes later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.